Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Welcome back to it. It depends on who you ask. It depends on who you ask when you look at Colorado as far as the legalization of recreational marijuana. Some say there has been a spike in traffic accidents and fatalities in Colorado, but is it directly related to the increased use of THC? There's no cause and effect direct, you know, straight line, but some would say, listen, this is the only thing that's changed, and the number of fatalities and injuries has increased dramatically. Some people say it's been a surge for money. I don't know. It's going to be on the ballot in Michigan someday soon because Michigan seems to be a lot more accepting. In fact, a new poll from the Marketing Resources Group shows statewide support has risen from 41% in 2013 to 58% in the most recent poll. Tom Shields, president and founder of Marketing Resource Group, joins me on the program. Tom, welcome to it.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be here.
Despite a lot of mixed results in Colorado, it seems that marijuana is becoming ever more, I don't know, acceptable in some circles, and apparently that is being realized in your polling as well.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the support has grown over pretty substantially and consistently, you know, for the last 5 years that we've been polling this question, to the point of reaching 58%, which is close to that magic number of 60% that most people believe you need to be at in order to pass a ballot proposal in this state, because, you know, usually the pinnacle of support is the day you announce those kind of ballot proposals, and then it usually erodes after that. So you need to have at least that 20-point gap, 60 to 40, to start out with in order to survive on Election Day. But it's close to it. It could happen in 2018 if it makes it on the ballot. I think if there's a good campaign against it, probably could be defeated if they bring up some of those problems that you talked about in Colorado and other places.
Well, I mean, it's not just the driving fatalities and accidents and so forth. The number of homeless people in Colorado has increased dramatically. Now, that's not to say that Colorado residents suddenly became homeless because they got their hands on recreational marijuana, but it suggests in other studies that vagrants, if you will, drifters, show up in Colorado because, oh, there's, you know, there's weed and so forth. So they just kind of drift to Colorado, collecting more of the, I don't know, the undercurrent of society, if you will. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. There's a lot of problems with this proposal that's out there. I mean, it allows anybody to grow 8 plants. So yeah, everybody could be their own supplier at this point in time. No restrictions on where those are. They're next to a school or next to a daycare center or anywhere else. I think, if you're going to pass this kind of proposal in Michigan, I think you really need to get law enforcement on board, because they're batting 100% or 1,000% on ballot proposals. You've never beaten law enforcement. They come out against something, they tend to be able to defeat it at this point in time. So you got to find something that they can live with. And, you know, one of the reasons they use for passing, the marijuana law is that you can free up the cops who are now, you know, busting people who are smoking, though I don't know when's the last time we sent somebody to jail for smoking, but, you know, that's one of their reasons for supporting this. But you get other types of crime. I noticed today in the paper the 263 medical marijuana shops in Detroit operating illegally that they've trying to shut down at this point in time. Those are the supporters. Those people who run those kind of shops are the same supporters who are supporting legalized marijuana.
Now, I can drive around Lansing and all sorts of places and see the Green Cross, you know, the which is the medical marijuana sign, all over the place. Are you telling me all of those shops are operating illegally as well?
I don't know, because, no, this is Detroit passed their own ordinance to license these shops, and none of these shops complied. I think now they're up to like 5 that actually have complied. So it depends if Lansing is playing with their own ordinance as well and trying to restrict it, because they just grow up. I mean, it seems like there's one on every street corner.
Well, yeah, that's true all over the place in driving around Michigan. It's almost as if, you know, it was passed, then it was rejected, then it was kind of put back in place. It's almost become commonplace. But it concerns me. I don't think it's good for Overall, I don't think it's good for young people. I don't think it's good for people to be exposed to it at a tremendously young age and so forth. And do I believe it probably has some sort of relationship to the increase of car accidents and fatalities in Colorado? Probably. Does it have something to do with the increase of crime in Colorado? Probably. The homelessness? Probably. Is there a direct cause and effect? Well, I haven't been able to ascertain that yet, but the studies are only a couple of years old in Colorado. So, you know, $7.3 million worth of marijuana sold there in the first year. It continues to grow. I don't know where it goes, but if it was put on the ballot right now in Michigan, Tom, you think it might just pass?
It could. It could possibly. One group that they haven't been able to convince to pass it are anybody over 65. It seems like even with the baby boomers, you know, starting to infiltrate the 65 and older crowd, they have consistently opposed this thing. It seems like when you get to that age, you say, well, maybe this isn't a great idea. Only 34% of the people that are 65 and over support it at this point in time. Now, that's up from where it was, but only by a few percentage points. It's been pretty consistent. So in a non-presidential year, those voters are key. They make up a huge block of voters in a gubernatorial election year, non-presidential, where the young voters don't come out and vote. I have heard that in Colorado they had a surge of younger voters under 25 going out to the polls when the proposal was on the ballot out there. So maybe that drives people out to vote here in Michigan. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out. You know, smoking is opposed everywhere in the world now, and unless you're smoking weed, which apparently it's okay. But cigarette smoking, you know, at the lowest point we've ever been in my lifetime, the number of people who smoke cigarettes in America down to, 17% and dropping, smallest percentage ever. Tom Shields, greatly appreciate you bringing us up to speed on this. I guess we'll see what happens and if they decide to make a run at the ballot. Where can people find out more?
Yeah, that's where we have elections, you know. There's a proposal on the ballot. If there's a group on the ground trying to put it on the ballot, I think if you just do some Google searches, you can find out more. You can go to at mrgmichigan.com, and you can read a little bit more about our poll also.
There you go. Hey, Tom, I greatly appreciate it. Talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Fix me something good, you-